You're listening to Sunnyside Up, a B2B podcast that brings you the juiciest insights from go-to-market leaders and practitioners.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Sunnyside Up. I'm your host, Matt Cohen-Meyer. And today I'm super excited to speak with Jody Lebo on unlocking B2B marketing growth. And the focus is really going to be around strategies and insights for success with ABX. Jody leads the Global Demand Center at Hexagon's Asset Lifecycle Intelligence Division, which we will probably refer to as ALI throughout this conversation. Her team focuses really heavily on brand and design, focused on campaigns globally, digital marketing across the division, hosting and promoting global events, and account-based marketing in general. Jody is recognized as an experienced B2B marketing leader with vast experience and specialty in data-driven demand generation and account-based marketing. She's got a great track record of creating strategic, integrated go-to-market strategies that have generated proven pipeline and have accelerated revenue creation across the org and really enhanced the overall brand awareness for Hexagon ALI. Jody, I am super excited for this conversation. It's been a long time coming. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Really excited to be here. Excited to chat all things ABX.
Let's do it. So I have some questions for you. And if we go on a tangent on these questions, that's totally fine. But there's some things that I think our audience will be really curious to hear based off of your experience. So let's jump right in. Let's start with your past. You've had a really interesting journey in the world of B2B technology. Can you share a little bit of information about your past and your history in B2B tech?
Sure. Well, it feels like I've been doing this for a long time, but yet it goes so fast while you're in the middle of it all. But I mean, I started my sort of B2B career as a marketing manager for a SaaS company and quickly ended up taking a focus in global digital marketing at a really high growth SaaS company for 8 years. And then from there, I pivoted and went into a deeper demand generation role for a large enterprise software company. And then after that, I moved to a smaller SaaS company, really leading demand and ops. And that, you know, really went deep into ABM and ABX while I was there. And now I've been at Hexagon since 2020, leading the Global Demand Center function, like you said, and really taking all those experiences I've had over the past 20 some years and bringing that to bear in this really exciting kind of global enterprise environment of Hexagon.
Love that. Yeah, you've seen it kind of from all aspects and all facets. And you've also seen the market change over time, not only through the different lenses of these different sized companies and the different ways they go to market, but just the industry as a whole. You've seen these B2B marketing strategies kind of shift and evolve. Are there any prominent trends or things that stick out to you that have happened in this kind of dynamic landscape?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think I've spoken in other sessions or things before, in some ways I always like to say, you know, like ABM is not really like new to marketers. It just got kind of some fancy buzzwords around it. And there's been a lot of things that have enabled it to go to a next level. But at its core, I like to think that as strong kind of B2B marketers, we've been focused on understanding our audience, on understanding personas, on tailoring and trying to, you know, put together relevant campaigns that speak to buyers' needs and all of those kind of fundamentals. But I think what we have seen really change and accelerate over the last few years is, you know, a lot of the availability of a technology that has really enabled us as marketers to do some of that on a different level, right? So when I think about technology now that enables data-driven decision-making, right? And being able to bring data to the table in so many facets of building out an ABX program. And then technology with the personalization, right? Allowing us to actually get more granular about what we're delivering to who, and reaching those specific audiences. Also, this technology has enabled us to be more agile and to get to market faster. So what we could have done maybe before in months and quarters of planning and execution preparation, often as a marketer can be done in a matter of days or something instead of months. So I think just that accessibility and that integration of technology really has just been what's accelerated this change in B2B marketing. And really, that whole pivot of, okay, we've always said that individuals are within an organization and you're still marketing to people, not a company. But now I think we can really kind of deliver on that.
Yeah, it's a great point that kind of the concept, the foundation of ABX has been around a long time. It's just much more efficient and effective now, given the injection of all this data, all this technology. You can just do these things at scale and so much quicker than you have been able to before. And ABX is, you know, it is very much a foundational marketing model in today's landscape. Mm-hmm. But I know there's also, there's issues with it. There's challenges that teams face in different go-to-market systems with an ABX approach. Do you have any experience with challenges like that? Do you have any advice for teams that navigate those hurdles?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think you're always faced with challenges in any evolution, right? And, you know, I think the kind of the shift from more of a lead to account-centric mindset and approach within an organization has several challenges. And I think some of it is just that shift in thinking and understanding, and really, especially often I find with some organizations and some sellers, really bringing the sales organization along for that journey. I think that education and that alignment with sales and marketing is probably the most paramount, you know, challenge that one would face, and really taking an ABX approach, right? I think as marketers, we're steeped in this day to day. We understand where things are going. We understand often the benefits of the account-centric approach and leveraging technology. And I think depends on your setup and your model, but definitely seen where people are used to that baton handoff of the lead and are looking for this volume to come from marketing or sales development reps and are sort of expecting, you know, things as they always have been, and sort of that pivot to saying, hey, we're changing things. We're all going to work together. We're all going to focus on really engaging and accelerating opportunities with specific accounts that we've all chosen. And it doesn't have to be a volume play. And we're not just going to throw someone's name over and expect you to contact them, right? But it's changing that whole mindset of really what an ABX approach is and sort of bringing that together. So I think there are several things I've tried and done and continue to work on to really to drive that change across the organization.
Yeah, I think that's an important point to touch on, is trying and changing and iterating to keep that trust in sales. So putting things in front of them and getting the feedback on what's working, what's noise and is irrelevant, and then iterating the model and having that feedback loop. That's what I hear is the most important thing, is how you build that trust, how you keep that trust with sales and marketing. And it has to be kind of a two-way street, right?
Yeah. And I think it needs to happen at all of the levels of the organization, right? So from the executive level of making sure that your leaders are on board and understand and feel like everyone's driving to the same objectives, working with kind of sales managers and sales, you know, leaders, and then working with those individual reps and also building those relationships between, you know, depending where, you know, your sales development reps sit, some in marketing, sometimes in sales, but all of those handoffs. So between marketing, the SDRs and the sales reps, right, that you're all communicating, that you're kind of coming at it from the top down guidance, from presentations to, you know, the sales teams, all the way down to just that daily, weekly interaction. And I think when they're seeing consistent kind of approaches and messages through all those touch points, it starts to feel more like a strategy and approach we're all taking.
Makes total sense. This landscape, you know, you're dealing with almost internal customers with sales needing insights. And then, of course, you're ultimately catering to your market. And customers' preferences change quickly and significantly based off of the type of information that's available to them. And attention spans are short. What strategies in your experience have you seen work really well with modern marketers? And how can they employ a distinctive account-based experience that would really set them apart from their competitors?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's, how do you tailor, right, the content? How do you tailor the message? How do you tailor that engagement to be as on the dot as you can with those customers? And so, I mean, I think there are sort of things you know about that audience, and you can break down your accounts into various like clusters around what are the different industries, what are our different customer segments, what are solutions that we're focused on, what are our different geographies, right? So these are all, you know, kind of components you could segment and think about tailoring for. But then now again, with technology, with working with someone like Demandbase, we can tailor based on intent. We can understand, okay, they're showing this interest around these different topics. How can I tailor my message based on that? I can look at actual engagement. What better data to have than what someone is actually consuming and checking out and showing that interest in? And how do you then parlay that and continue to serve up more content and relevant messages based on that engagement? How do you try to dissect and understand their persona, de-anonymize some of that traffic and figure out, you know, what role or job function someone's in to continue to serve up? And then I think it's about optimizing and changing up the message. And like you said, you can't just kind of put the same thing in front of someone, you know, as much as kind of that frequency is great, people tune out, and you've got to kind of continue to see what's working and test and learn and continue to refresh and put new creative out and continue to still be driving towards the same message, but I think just staying fresh. So I think kind of all those things, if you can try to bring that whole trifecta together, that really is what you can stand apart. And as a brand, if you're going to be really relevant and targeted when you're reaching those customers.
Yeah, it's a very good point to bring up. But it's interesting how it kind of parallels working with your sales counterparts, where there is that iterative aspect where you're looking to optimize based on the learnings that come in. You know, you're not giving insights to sales in this case, you're giving content to consume to your buyers or your prospects. And that's mm-hmm. what's one of the most interesting, I would say, parts of ABX, is that you can continue to get better. There's so many variables, there's so many approaches to this strategy, is you can try so many different things and learn what works and scale and just keep getting better over time. I mean, it's such a multi-dimensional strategy that no one is doing it perfectly, including Demandbase, including our biggest customer. A lot of room for maturity.
Yep. The last 3 years I've been here, nothing has been the same, right? It's been, like you said, the fundamentals are the exact same, the same principles we've been, you know, trying to sort of roll out and adopt in the 3 years, but it's a continuous evolution of different approaches and seeing what sticks and evolving and tweaking what doesn't, right? And so I would say at the core, we're still true to the mantra and the goals that we have from our ABX program, but kind of that how we tackle it has to keep changing.
Got to stay with the times and the technology. Along that vein, are there some essential practices or really foundational practices that you think are important for other marketers to learn about and embrace? Do you have anything top of mind there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you kind of break apart some of the things we've just been, you know, talking about, I think it's to be successful. I mean, it starts with being account centric, but this is why we're doing this, right? It's that focus on customer needs over what we have to sell. So it's great that we have several solutions that I think this organization, you know, should or want or could need, but it's really, how do you make that pivot to really trying to understand more about your customers and prospects and being able to speak to their business challenges and needs and showing them how you have solutions that can meet those needs. And so, you know, it's a shift sometimes, especially if you come from more of that product-led kind of mindset of, we don't just dive right into that. We really need to start and be account-centric. So that's number one. And number two is, I think, parlays into that. It's around insights, right? It's leveraging those customer insights to, like we said, build relevant messaging and custom campaigns and content. Leverage that data. You have it, so you might as well put it to work. Number three is that ultimate alignment. The sales, marketing, and other business partners within the business need to really all align on those outcomes that we're trying to achieve with our ABX program. Sometimes it's like, well, ABX can sort of maybe be seen as just like another separate thing on the side that we're doing in addition to other marketing programs and practices. And well, okay, that's great over here, but we still should do this and that. And it's like, well, no, why, right? This is our approach. This is our go-to-market approach. And we all need to rally around that and decide what is going to have the most impact on the business and put that prioritization and that focus there. Next, I would say it's all about metrics that matter, right? And establishing kind of those co-owned sales and marketing measurement criteria. and taking some of the pressure off all the other types of metrics and off the, you know, the red herrings of some of those volumes of leads or XYZ, you know, scans at a trade show, and really pivoting to focus on those larger priority things, whether that, you know, it's pipeline or revenue, et cetera. And then I think finally, it's like we just kind of talked about, it's that test and learn. You know, things aren't perfect. You have to evolve. And you also sometimes just need to move forward and get going and test things and then continue to evolve. But I think a lot of people who are getting started with ABX, you know, sometimes will ask me like, but isn't there just like so many things you have to work out and plan for and get going? And, you know, this is going to take us whatever, 6 months or a year to stand this up. And it's like, yeah, but like, you know, how can you just bite a piece off, get it going, and then continue to build? Because it's never, like you said, it's never static. It's never perfect. You never just do it and launch and then never change. So why wait and build all these things up? Like take a pilot, take a segment, take a something, you know, get it going, get a process, and then you just scale it.
Yeah. Love that. Keep tweaking until it is where you want to be, but you have to start somewhere, and everybody does. You start crawling, then walking, then sprinting. I want to read those back because I think this is really valuable, kind of this framework. So remaining account or customer centric, focusing on what you know is going to benefit your customer most, leveraging the insights that are available around these accounts and these engagements, the internal alignment around the go-to-market team, sales, marketing, and business owners, measuring the right things and understanding what's working based on objective kind of agreed upon metrics, and then testing and learning, iterating and optimizing over time just to make sure we keep maturing, keep getting better over time. Love that philosophy.
Yeah. Sounds good.
When we start talking about the actual technology and fine tuning the MarTech stack to align with these things that we're measuring and these KPIs that we want to solve, are there any insights, any considerations that come to mind around that alignment, around that configuration?
Yeah. You know, I mean, one probably parlays right off what we were just talking about. Sometimes it's start and grow. So it's the don't feel the need to over-architect it all from the beginning, because I think sometimes you don't know everything you're going to need and how it's all going to integrate. And so sometimes it's okay to again, figure out what you need for that real foundation to get the core going. And then you can continue to kind of grow and add to that mix. So, you know, I think just understanding, you know, what are your objectives, and things need a purpose. So when you're thinking about selecting technology at every stage of your ABX journey, what are you trying to achieve and what's going to be the right thing to help you get there? So when I think kind of through a few of the big milestones in an ABX program, right, I mean, first might come account selection. You know, what is that technology that's going to help you understand what accounts could be a good fit and help you with that identification and that prioritization? Then you might be moving on. Okay, how do I reach my audience once I've defined it? And what are the tool sets that are going to be able to get very targeted and help me reach that audience and do it in a personalized manner? What technology enables that personalization, whether that's customized ads that you're able to deliver to a destination in your landing pages and your website? And how do you have that personalization throughout that experience? It's about finding the right contacts. Great. If I know my personas and I know these accounts we're targeting, but who actually has that job in that company? Where do I get their name? How do I get their contact information? And you know, I'm doing all these things, but then you need to get to the point of being able to have that intelligence to measure what's working, who's engaging, right? So you need technology to help you at any and all of those areas. So I think there's great partners out there. There's great technology like Demandbase and other things that are part of our tech stack. And it just really helps to, I think, kind of align it to the process and kind of go through it and say, okay, what do we use here? How does that integrate with something else? And how do you connect the dots?
Yeah, that's interesting. And it's a question that comes up a lot as well around strategy versus technology and kind of a chicken or the egg thing. Should you start your strategy and then onboard the technology, or should you get familiar with the technology and understand the capabilities and then lay out your strategy? What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I agree. It's chicken and egg, but it's, you know, it's always great to have a strategy and an approach first, but sometimes the technology is like so fundamental to helping you understand that and figure it out, or to give you those insights at even a small pilot kind of program it definitely is like a chicken and egg, you know, strategy versus technology. It's good to have a fundamental, you know, strategy and approach first, but I feel like, you know, back in the day, that's what we did when we didn't have technology. You know, looked at a list of accounts and, you know, salespeople said, oh, I know that name. I know that name. We should go after these. And it's like, you know, great, but based on what, right? We didn't have data. We weren't able to see, are these accounts showing intent? Have they actually engaged with us before? Do they have a criteria that look like other accounts where we've won, right? You're missing a lot of great intelligence or something. And, you know, you can say that at multiple stages in ABX. So I think if you could get at least some of the foundational technology in place while you're outlining your initial kind of big picture strategy, I think you'll be in a better place to show value, to implement and to try things and to be able to have data, show those wins to continue to build your program. So I think strategy is great, but without anything to sort of enable that, to put it in market, to execute, to measure, right? You're going to be sort of left like doing a bunch of tactics and, you know what, hoping they work. Like that's not a great strategy.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. It's interesting. Yeah, I think that there's going to be some learnings on either side, whether you have a fully baked out strategy and then the technology doesn't meet that or vice versa. There's always going to be some going back to the drawing board with whichever direction you start. Last question of the conversation that I think is kind of a high level summary question. Mm-hmm. If you were to impart some wisdom and some principles on aligning sales and marketing teams to really improve the effectiveness of ABX as a strategy and as a model, what do you think those fundamental principles would be?
That's a great question. In no countdown order, because I don't know what I put as most important. But no, I mean, I think we've talked about a lot of these, right? I'd say leverage data, right? When you can bring data to the table, it just really changes the conversation and it becomes, it can take away some of that, you know, potential competitiveness or distrust. You know, it says, hey, let's lay this on the table. Let's look at this data and let's work together to decide on what's working or which accounts to select or whatnot, right? So I find it very much helps when you can kind of pivot and change the conversation. I think number two is, you know, have a role for everybody, right? That, like, you know, I love when Demandbase talks about ABX being a team sport. And, you know, at Hexagon, we kind of talk about that winning formula. You know, sellers are not successful alone, right? They're going to be more successful when they're working as a team, when they've got marketing, when they've got their SDRs, when they have the right enablement, when we have a strong product, right? There's a role for everybody in coming together and working on a team and working towards a common objective. And that makes, you know, it a lot more fun, and it makes those successes, I think, even sweeter. Number three, we talked a lot about communication and communication and communication. And so I think that's got to be a key one. I know one of the things that's worked really well for us too here at Hexagon is pulling together a global ABM console. And so having a core group, we have a two-level console, but the kind of the more executive leadership level one gets together quarterly and really has a great forum to discuss and talk about our ABX program to make sure that we have all the different functions represented. People are part of this, they're getting communications. So that's been really, really positive. And then I think, you know, it's that making sure you focus on the needle you're trying to move. And right. And like we said, the metrics that matter. I think there's nothing worse for alignment than having different metrics and goals. You know, I found not by any in any intent, but even within marketing based, you know, Salesforce and Demandbase or different places you're pulling data from, Power BI, Tableau, you know, it can be complicated. There can be different filters you put on reports and suddenly different teams could be reporting out completely different metrics, you know, just by because of data and things, right? So just having a common set of things that you agree to build, you know, trying to have a common dashboard that everyone is looking at really helps, because then it's not about taking credit and this and that and who drove the lead. It doesn't even matter, right? These are the accounts we're trying to engage. We're trying to get an opportunity. Did we do that or not, right? Like it just becomes a way different conversation when you can focus on the same things.
Yeah, I love that. I want to run that back because I think those are really valuable themes and principles. So the first part, leveraging the data, data about your audience that you know about and your accounts and data that you can acquire from technology partners, have a role for everyone on the team. So there's really kind of a cross-functional collaboration. Folks can learn what other individuals are doing and have a understanding and appreciation for that. Good communication and alignment internally from leadership down all the way through operations. And then focus on the needle, focus on the right KPIs, the right objectives, and making sure you're understanding what's working and what's not, so you can scale and iterate. Love those philosophies. Jody, you're such an expert on this. I've worked with you in a couple different companies and different roles, and what you've done with Hexagon, ALI's ABX, and overall marketing work is so impressive. And what I love about working with you is you're so open to discussing with your counterparts and your colleagues and collaborating, that I know folks will want to get in touch with you on this. What's the best way for our audience to get in touch with you?
Yeah, I definitely love talking about this, and I love to learn from others and hear what you're trying and what's working for you, right? So we'd love to connect and continue the conversation with others that are geeking out around ABX like us. So probably LinkedIn is the easiest. Find me there, send me a note, let's connect, and start a virtual or a live chat. That would be great.
Sounds perfect. Yep, we'll make sure your info is published on the recording. And with that, great conversation. Thank you so much for joining the podcast and spending the time with us today. I thought this was a really great conversation. So appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Super fun. Thanks.
Thanks, Jody.
Today's episode is made possible by Demandbase. Demandbase is smarter GTM for B2B brands to help marketing and sales teams spot the juiciest opportunities earlier and progress them faster. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Sunnyside Up. If you liked what you heard, please rate and review us and subscribe to our show on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you consume podcasts. You can also find us on YouTube and Demandbase TV.